Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 19, Thursday, 2019, day 261. Today's topic, eye-opening seeing money. Eye-opening seeing Jesus.
Oh my God. Is it time? Oh my God, he's out of here.
Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Psalm 105, verses 16 to 22, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 12 to chapter 33, verse 12. Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. Proverbs 23, verse 22. Today's main passages are quite a few, and I will read it in my four points, my four catches today. So let's have a moment of silence and prepare ourselves. My listening. The topic I received today is eye-opening seeing money, eye-opening seeing Jesus Christ. Number one, why our eyes will open wide when we see money? The answer is in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 22. Then you will desecrate your idols overlaid with silver and your images covered with gold. You will throw them away like a menstrual cloth and say to them, away with you. What does you will call desecrate mean? When I read this word desecrate, I think of a word opposite to this meaning, consecrate. I just attend a consecration of my good friend Francis Caramera, being consecrated as a bishop of the Diocese of Sengugu in Rwanda. Last Sunday. We have consecration for new church building. When a building is being consecrated by a bishop, then it is a holy place and to be ready to worship God there. So when I read the word desecrate today, I came into a new awareness that we, human being, intentionally or unintentionally consecrate gold and silver, money, and we worship money. Horrible and sad. Number two, how can we not opening our eyes to money? The answer is in Isaiah chapter 30, verses 20 to 21. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Well, you need teachers, mentors to help you not to turn to right or left, but to walk in the way Jesus prepares for you. Do you have any? Number three, how to experience eye-opening to see Jesus? The answer is in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. The key for us to opening our eyes to Jesus is the word repentance. The real key is whether we know our sins, willing to confess and repent, and then back to the right way, right path. Your eyes will soon be opened to see Jesus. Number four, the result of opening our eyes to Jesus. The answer is in Isaiah chapter 30, verses 16 to 18. You said, no, we will flee on horses, therefore you will flee. You said, we will ride off on swift horses, therefore you pursuers will be swift. 1,000 will flee at the threat of one. At the threat of five, you will all flee away, till you are left like a flagstaff on a mountain top, like a banner on a hill. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. We no longer fear of enemy's attack. We won't be scared, then flee away or to quit. But you won't be eye-opening when you see money again, but your eyes will be widely open when you see Jesus. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us won't be eye-opening when we see money again, but our eyes will be opened, be wide opened when we see you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and meditation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step that you won't be eye-opening when you see money again, but your eyes will be widely open when you see Jesus? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.